Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Disneyland time, and I see that we have everyone well trained. 9:05 or so is when we do the, we always have a good giveaway, and man, it's never better than Disneyland. Your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to experience the new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout at California's Disney's California Adventure Park is right now. Call now, 800-400-3697. Caller 97 wins the 4-pack of 2-day park tickets, and then you're in the running to fly to Disney Resort on Alaska Airlines, and you'll get a 2-night hotel stay, too. It's a whole little family vacation.
It's perfect.
It is perfect. Call now. We're doing this again at noon and at 5. We're doing it all week, 9, noon, and 5. Right now, call the number 97, 800-400-3697. Get you all set up. Get you in the running to win the big prize.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? You want to do some texts here?
I could do some texts. You know, I know you and Hooman want to talk Game of Thrones, so he's going to get the winner.
Yep.
Caller 97, so I'll just read you a few texts that we have here.
Did people enjoy the broadcast?
They
enough?
Did.
Oh, good.
Someone had said, I think it was our friend Caleb back here. He said, no echoing, no problems with broadcasts. Vinny sounds like he's in studio. Well done, guys.
Yeah, a little bit of crackling here and there.
In the beginning,
yeah. They worked that right out, and yeah, it sounded, it was a lot easier than I mean, the way that live broadcasts can go and have gone.
Yeah.
We have had some giant, right? It's like, wow, just someone threw a grenade in here.
Mm.
Like, this is not happening.
Well, there's planes flying over every 2 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, we're 45 minutes into the broadcast and we're not on the air yet. Man, that is when, because my theory, my philosophy, and I'm telling you guys have heard me say this a million times, like, you know, things can go wrong in radio,
sure.
But no one dies.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, things go wrong and you're an airline pilot. Could be, it's a big problem. But in radio, it's like, it's everything, it's okay. And it's even like later people will tune back in and be like, hey, what happened? You know, and you go, oh, is this crazy snafu? Like when things go wrong at your job,
right,
here's what happens. You know, so it's in the grand scheme of things, a little bit of a messed up, it's a messed up broadcast. It's kind of like what we expected. And when they go so smoothly like this, yeah, it's just like
more of these, please.
That was a breeze. But you've never seen someone scramble the way engineers do.
Uh-huh.
As I'm sitting there going, don't worry, guys. You'll figure it out. It's okay. We're, you know, no one dies. But the man, I've seen like Brian Tonneson sweating, like trying to get us
boring
on the air somewhere,
sweat.
Freaking out, like red face, like, oh my God, get us on the air. I'm like, you're doing it. It's great. You're doing a great job. Like everything's going to be okay, man.
A connection will be made.
Yeah.
One time I was doing a live broadcast. It was for Cinco de Mayo. It was in Fresno.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. We ended up having to go to Radio Shack to get some peace. I forgot what it was for, but it was just like, really? Really? We got to go to Radio Shack for a $12 piece to make this broadcast happen.
Right.
Okay, then. I guess that's what we're going to do.
There aren't even Radio Shacks around anymore. Like you'd really be screwed. Be like, well, I guess we're just going home.
Yeah. A few minutes ago, we were talking about mortgages. Why were we talking? Refi?
I can't remember how that came. Oh, people, what you should pay off first.
Okay,
you
right.
You should pay off your credit cards, et cetera.
510 says tax write-off for mortgage interest and charity are the same. Pay off the mortgage and donate to charity what you would have paid in mortgage interest. Committing to keeping a mortgage isn't a wise financial planning.
Oh, well, I just assume I'll always have one because who could pay that off?
I feel like we will as well.
Yeah.
I just heard
it'd be
the
great if I did.
Oh, oof. I just heard the trolley go by, Vinny. I miss Disneyland.
I know. It's so funny because just listening to him, we had so many great family vacations down there. And the kids have like kind of aged out. I think I think you come back to Disney. Like, you know, you get to a point where you're like, oh, I'm too cool to go there or whatever. Or, but if you went, you'd be like, oh my God, it's as awesome as I remember it being. You know, like teenagers have to be like, oh God, I'm so over that. I'm just too cool. But man, like my sister went there for her honeymoon. She went to Disney World for her honeymoon. And I was like, what? Why would you? And then I thought, oh, of course you would. Why wouldn't you? It's like the most beautiful place. They keep it so clean.
Right.
It's like no other park you go to. It's just 10 steps over anything else. And it's truly magic.
I have friends that go there. And I'm sure they have the like fast pass, whatever the year-round pass is.
Oh, right.
That go every other month.
Oh.
I'm like, dang, you're back at Disneyland again? Okay, you love it.
Do they have little kids?
No, not all of them.
Oh my God, funny.
Some of them are full-blown adults that just go.
Well, and as you become an adult,
with their other adult friends,
some of the other rides are available to you. Like my kids haven't been on some of the big coasters there. And
yeah. Well, there's always something new.
There is always something new.
That's what makes it fresh.
Right. I gotta go for the Star Wars thing. I am going back when the Star Wars thing happens.
I hear Hooman almost off the phone. I have a Game of Thrones text. Let me give you this one first. Okay, hang on, Hooman. Just started listening this morning. Sorry, but in case Sarah doesn't know yet, the first trailer for Ready Player One has hit the internet.
Yes, we talked about that first thing this morning. Vinny sent me that. I think he sent it to me on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it looks absolutely great. Ready Player One is a great book. And so I'm always afraid when a book I love, like even The Martian. I thought The Martian was a fine movie. But it just can't even come close to what the book, because it's a book.
Sure.
So
you go on and on.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So when I saw the footage for it, it looks like everything I imagined.
Mm.
It's and more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that.
Hooman, the Game of Thrones. This is from 831.
Yes.
Game of Thrones. Are you guys a fan of how quickly this season is moving in regards to the timeline? Or would you rather they slow it down and drag it out longer?
Well, I wish they'd slow it down and drag it out longer.
Sarah had a meltdown last night, everyone.
I did not have a meltdown. I didn't
she
have a meltdown.
She screamed at the TV. She threw her hands forward and went, no!
Well, because when it ended, I really thought we were maybe halfway through. And I think you or John said, well, this is it.
It was me.
And right at that moment, the TV went black. And the credits start rolling, and I just was like, it just blew my mind. Like, how can this possibly be over already?
You were enjoying it so much.
Oh, man.
Sarah looks at John and goes, the fastest hour ever. That's it.
It's just ridiculous, and it just makes me so mad that now there's only, so what were there, 13 hours left? Now there's only 11 hours left total.
And counting.
Well, last night there was a pretty hot and heavy sex scene.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Really?
Holy crap.
With two people you wouldn't expect.
But what he was doing is what you would have to expect. Because
he's missing something.
Yeah.
Oh, I did read about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that seems like, you know, what's he going to do? But they love each other, those two.
Uh-huh.
And the interesting thing is there's a character, his name is Sam. That every time he was on, like, John would lose his mind.
I love Sam.
But now,
such a waste of time.
But now, when Sam's on, it, like, is super exciting. You're about to learn something huge that only Sam could tell you.
And a certain someone who is afflicted with a certain something and was ordered to go get that cured.
And kill, okay. Or go kill himself.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Remember what the mandate he got from the royal person? I'm trying
but
to
then
do
remember
this.
Remember the sword that was left in his.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. Okay, I know who you're talking about.
So he and Sam have crossed paths.
Uh huh.
And Sam has access to all those books because he's at the Citadel in
and
Old
all
Town,
the cures.
And all the cures.
So
he found an
him.
Ancient cure. And
that's only worked three times before.
But it's
the
beyond
only
painful what he has to do to him to cure this thing.
Yeah.
And he gives him a leather strap and says, bite down on this. I'm not supposed to be here. And man, that is about the most intense scene. And there, I mean, it's Game of Thrones. There are some intense scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But that one, when that all, the cutting starts and you're just like, oh my God, they're showing this.
Ah!
Oh my God.
And then there's an incredible battle at sea.
Oh my God! What an insane scene that is.
So violent and so You're on the edge of your seat. And I mean, what a great way to end the episode with that battle on the water.
So we have a lot of thoughts about that particular battle and what happens at the end of it. I mean, it's all, I just don't want to do spoilers. And what we're talking is total speculation. But one person there, you actually, you're sort of hoping for him to redeem himself and do the right thing. But the psychological torture he's experienced in the past make it impossible.
Mm. Yeah.
And so he flees. And you see him at, he's at the very end of the movie, of the that particular episode, the movie, the show. And you know that his arc has got to bring him back. He's got to somehow redeem. That can't be the end for that guy. The fact that they show him alive means he has a key role to play coming up. He's going to have, and my prediction is he'll figure out a way to save the day at, for someone, and then he'll die in the process of that because that, that character
can't. Well, he'll die a hero, right?
Right. In the end, he'll have redeemed himself.
There was a lot of memes all over the internet this morning.
Oh, about that guy?
About a lot of stuff that you guys are talking
like
about.
Like what kind of memes?
I gotta look.
You know what? Nothing that I was reading like at 1:30 this morning. Nothing that really sticks.
But just laughing.
But I was kind of just scrolling through really fast.
Oh, man.
And I had just
show.
Read the spoilers. So I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, and at one point, Arya turns her horse around. And you're like, yes! You have to have seen the show to really appreciate all these things. But she's just got a decision to make. And she makes the one you want. And then the guy she's going to see takes off because she never meets up with anyone that she was. She gets there just as her mother gets killed. She gets everywhere she shows up. Right, she gets there and her aunt's gone or dead or whatever. And Sansa's already gone. It's like, oh, Lord, that poor girl. I just cannot wait for in the very first episode of the show or possibly, I don't know, the second, whenever they all leave for King's Landing and Jon Snow leaves for the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
They show you how close their relationship is, Arya and Jon Snow. He gives her needle. That's who gave her that sword that she's had with her all this time. And he.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that was the name of this of it.
Needle.
Needle.
I think she named it, right? That at that moment, he goes, every great sword has a name.
Uh-huh.
This one's Needle. So that's, she and Jon Snow, they're, you know, as far as she's concerned, that's her brother. And she loves him. And so she hears this stuff about him and she decides, turns the horse around. Because if you liked the Ed Sheeran scene from last week, you know she was headed to kill the queen.
Oh, most people didn't.
They didn't like that scene?
That Ed Sheeran
scene. I liked the scene. I didn't mind the scene. Whatever.
I mean, I love him, so I don't mind the scene. But a lot of, so many people
he quit were like, Twitter over it, for God's sake.
He says he did
he
not.
Says he didn't. What were you going to say, Husky?
So there's a BuzzFeed did this article, and it just came out couple weeks ago of your top 100 memes from Game of Thrones. I'm going to put it
can you forward
the
me the link
to Facebook. Yeah, and I'll put it on your wall too as well.
Right,
but it's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Top 100 memes?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Oh, man.
People are texting in the scene. And I don't want to read any because it would be giving it
when
away.
When are you going to get caught up? I mean, Johnny V's home doing
yeah,
today.
Yeah, when are you going to get caught up?
Yeah!
Well, after you guys were talking about it earlier, I thought maybe I'll watch the first one. I can't watch them back to back because I forget a lot of the story. So I like to watch one and absorb it.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So this week I'll catch up on both of them.
Okay. Acceptable.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I forgot to mention to Vinny? Although I guess he couldn't have seen last night's episode. Big Brother is just on fire this summer.
Is it? Did you watch Friday nights as well?
I watched Friday and last night's last night.
Okay.
So it was because I figured if it came, I just didn't want to see any spoilers or, you know me, I hate spoilers.
Sure. I'm all about the spoilers.
Right, I know. Didn't Vinny do a story where they say that hearing spoilers won't actually ruin the experience for you and that we're all just a bunch of big babies?
I don't recall that. Well, how do you feel about that?
Well, even when I hear a spoiler, I still want to go watch the show. But no, sometimes it sucks, especially if you watch it with someone. Like a lot of times I get Bachelorette spoilers or I'll get a Big Brother spoiler or a Game of Thrones spoiler even before John and I have watched the show. And I have to shut up.
Mm.
And it's hard for me to go, no, watch this part real close. Here comes something. You know, I just have to just squash it down. And like sometimes I know who won something or whatever, and then I gotta sit there and act like I don't
know. Well, I'll know stuff because of this show. Like
right.
When we go to watch Game of Thrones, I'll know stuff that's going on, and I just keep it closed. He'll say, what's gonna happen? Do you wanna know? No. Okay. Do you wanna know? Yes. Okay, here's what's gonna happen.
Right. Well, the nice thing, too, about having a group of friends that all watch the same show the way, you know, the five of us basically mm-hmm. do, is that we can come in the next morning and then be like, okay, so what was this and what happened? And
flush
then,
it out.
Right.
Yeah.
And figure the whole. And then our texters, you guys are awesome. They always know. They always have the inside line on everything that's happening. And Hooman reads all kinds of like fan sites and stuff.
I do.
Like,
yeah.
Like he does all kinds of
well, next background. Week, next yeah. week is going to be big because we do know one thing is going to happen.
What's that?
Jon Snow and Danny
oh,
are
yeah.
going to meet.
Oh, my God.
For the first time.
I cannot wait.
And he's going to
meet. Who's going to meet?
Jon Snow.
And
Daenerys.
Oh.
Call her Danny. Yeah. She also, Peter Dinklage is at her side. And so Peter Dinklage and Jon Snow haven't seen each other since.
But they
season,
liked each other. They,
yeah, since
right,
season two
one.
Or three.
No, season one.
Well, was
when
it
he
season
took,
one?
Him, took him to the wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
A
Man.
Lot of characters just went off and had their whole own. Like, Arya hasn't been in a scene with anybody we know since she left the Hound.
Or yeah, maybe Brienne of Tarth, just for that brief moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh. yeah. That's true.
But that's it.
There's so yeah. many characters. There's so much going on.
It's so involved. Mm. It is hard to keep straight. For sure. And they've actually done a good job of simplifying it down from the books mm-hmm. who had other, you know, sometimes instead of introducing a new character, they make an existing character get you to the next spot by doing the thing that this whole other character would have done. And they've done a pretty good job of making it as unconfusing as possible.
I will say this, though. The forward thinking of George or whoever.
R.R. Martin.
I mean, just because... There are such throwbacks to things that you've totally forgotten. And for them to have the foresight to bring these things up 6 or 7 seasons later, right. you're like, that's
you
like,
laid the groundwork for that 6 years ago.
It's like crazy, like that's like an eagle eye perspective.
Right. Almost know? Like he had written out, he didn't just sit down and start writing the book Game of Thrones. He wrote out the whole timeline, figured out everything that was going to happen. And then started writing.
Filling in the details,
right.
yeah.
I always picture him like in a big sort of war room.
You think?
Timeline where every place has its spot. And,
right.
And just trying to fill out the timeline.
I wonder if he has viewing parties, George R.R. Martin, with people. Would you want to have him at your house?
I would, but he wouldn't want to be at my house because I would be all over him. Really? You gonna eat that? Don't you think maybe you should
write
the book instead?
Yeah.
Eat a salad once in a while.
Go
so
for a walk.
Live long enough to finish the books.
Yeah. How about
such
fasting for a day? You think that's possible?
You guys are so mean.
I know. We are aholes.
Before we go, I'm going to read this text. 510 says, trying so hard to win Disney tickets so I can have my honeymoon in Disneyland this
Aww.
Year. Let them know we do have our winner already and when the next times are.
Hey, everyone. We do have our winner already. And coming up at noon and at 5, we will have more chances. But we're doing it all week. 9, noon, and 5. We are Disney Central. Just stay here at the Alice. We'll be right back in a second. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Vinny will be back from Disneyland tomorrow. He's going to go have a great day in the park with his family right now.
Yeah, I think he was even going to take pictures with listeners right after the broadcast.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah, it sounded like a bunch of listeners were gathered around little
Yay.
Outside award wieners, which
Check
is so clever.
Check out the Alice Instagram for all the pictures and Vinny's pictures, too.
Yeah, Alice973 mm-hmm. on Instagram. I'm so jealous. That sounds, he just made me want to go to Disneyland so bad today. So, and speaking of that, obviously we have more chances for you to win your way into Disney. We have 4 packs of tickets coming up at noon and at 5, and we're doing that all week, 9, noon, and 5. And then there's grand prize attached to that, which is they fly you down
right.
and you get a couple nights hotel stay. But Disney's Disney. You get those tickets, you're going. Oh. And now all we have to do is just wrestle the Alani thing away from Jane. And we're all set.
And we're set?
Yeah.
I think we could do that.
I think we might.
Look, there's so many of us and only one of us.
Yeah, we can take her. Come on. She'll probably like use her laser goth eyes to like destroy us all. She hit us with her death ray or something. All right, have a great day, everybody. Happy Monday. And we will see you tomorrow on Get Her Done Tuesday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.